Blackstone Audio presents Journal of a UFO Investigator, a novel by David Halperin. To Rose, who taught me to believe. Part 1. Follow the Moon. January 1966. Chapter 1. The UFO fell from the sky on the night of December 20th, 1962, the week of my 13th birthday. The event itself, after more than 3 years, I recall with perfect clarity. Many of its circumstances, however, have blurred in my mind. I can't remember, for instance, where I'd been that evening. I was certainly coming home from somewhere, maybe a meeting of some sort. I see myself standing before the house, on the front lawn, just a little off the sidewalk, ready to go inside, yet looking steadily into the sky. It was very cold, and it must have been late, certainly after 10 p.m. Orion was high in the southern sky over the house, Sirius not far below and to the east. All the stars were extraordinarily clear, their colors very marked. I could make out the red of Betelgeuse, the ice-blue, diamond-blue glitter of Sirius. There was no moon. The object appeared in the east. I don't know what called my attention to it. I was not surprised to see it. I'd been a UFO investigator for 2 months, since the fourth week in October. I knew such things were there in the skies, if only I was ready to look toward them. It was a disk, glowing deep fluorescent red. Darker at the edges than near...